Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast, where we talk all things health, wellness, longevity, and of course, biohacking. I'm your host, Jenny Jones, aka Biohacker Blondie, and today we have an incredible guest with us, Dr. Chris Rhodes, the CEO and founder of Mimio Health. Dr. Rhodes is a nutritional biochemist with a PhD from UC Davis, and he's amassed a huge following on TikTok, where he shares tips and insights on fasting and intermittent fasting to support health and longevity. His supplement Mimio has been designed to extend lifespan, suppress hunger, and unlock the benefits of fasting without the need to fast for extended periods. We'll dive into the science behind Mimio, its powerful fasting mimicking effects, and explore how the supplement can help you achieve the benefits of a 36-hour fast, even while eating. Dr. Rhodes will also share his journey from his extensive research in healthy aging to the development of his groundbreaking supplement, and will touch on his tips for getting started with fasting. Whether you're new to intermittent fasting or a seasoned pro, this episode is packed with valuable insights. So now let's dive in to this amazing episode with Chris Rhodes. If you're looking to try this amazing supplement developed by Chris that helps control blood glucose and supports fasting, you can use my special discount code BHB for 20% off at checkout. It applies to both one-time purchases and subscriptions. Just head over to mimiohealth.com and start your journey toward better health today. Okay, well, welcome to another episode of the Biohacker Blondie podcast. We are here with Chris Rhodes, and you are the CEO and founder of Mimio Health, which is a supplement company that is there to extend, you know, longevity and also kind of suppress hunger. There's a few benefits of your whole supplement company. And you're also big on TikTok with fasting and intermittent fasting, and you have a PhD in nutrition. So lots going on here, lots to talk about. I don't know where you want to start, but give a little intro of your journey and why you kind of went down this area of nutrition and supplementation and fasting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thanks for the intro. Thanks for having me. Definitely living that multi-hyphenate life at this point. But yeah, so I'm, you know, Dr. Chris Rhodes. I got my PhD in nutritional biochemistry from UC Davis. And the reason why I really went down the track of nutrition and fasting was because I got my BS in biochemistry from Loyola Marymount University, then got out, but like a lot of college kids, you know, didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I took an immunology fellowship at Stanford just to kind of, you know, dive into research, start absorbing all the information I can, poured through papers, went to seminars, like all this stuff, and eventually came across healthy aging research and longevity research, which I thought was really, really fascinating because it used to be, you know, this thing of myth and legend, right? You know, Ponce de Leon and the Fountain of Youth and all that. But it's now this really active area of scientific research. And when you're in that space for long enough, eventually you come across fasting, because fasting is one of the only ways that we know of to reliably extend the lifespan in model organisms. And then when you dive even deeper than that, it can also help to, you know, treat, prevent, or delay most major diseases and really extend health span as well. So the functionality of an organism. And what I found so fascinating about fasting was that it does all of that great stuff without actually adding anything into the system, right? So it's not this, you know, superfood or this wonder drug that we're taking that's activating all these great benefits, but somehow fasting, you know, without, you know, basically taking in nothing, right, is actually activating these dormant, regenerative, pro-longevity pathways that are already built into our systems, but are just not normally turned on. And when that clicked for me, it kind of made me mad because I was like, great, so my body knows how to be, you know, 120 years old and in perfect health, right? But it's just not doing it. So that was kind of the big catalyst moment for me, where I was like, I have to understand what's going on in the body during a fast. And ultimately, is there a way that we can kind of recreate it so that we can turn on that, you know, those innate pro-longevity bio programs, if you will, and, you know, activate them on demand so we can get those same benefits of fasting, but without actually having to fast.
Yeah, I love that because fasting is not easy. It's crazy because it's free. And yeah. It's like, you know, you also are saving money on food. So you're saving money and not spending money. And it's like one of the best things we can do. But it's not easy, especially for a lot of people that eat sugar, eat processed foods. It's really difficult to go from eating all the time, snacking, having this processed foods where you just need to keep eating because it's turning on your hunger hormones. I guess we'll just dive into fasting and then also your supplementation company. But, you know, for someone who's kind of on this, like the typical American or now the typical person around the world, probably, what would you say is the first steps into intermittent fasting or fasting?
Yeah. So I would say that the best thing is probably to start small, right? Just, you know, start by skipping breakfast or just seeing how far you can go. So I had my own experience with intermittent fasting because I got really interested in it, you know, when I was doing my immunology fellowship. So I actually started doing these longer courses of fasting and actually taking my blood, looking at my cells, seeing how their functionality changed over time. And so I kind of ramped up from going from the, you know, typical Western diet, three meals a day plus snacks kind of eating regimen to like longer and longer periods of fasting. And when you do that, you really see this ramp up in cellular functionality. You know, your plasma, your blood, it becomes more functional, more antioxidant, more, cellular protective, more stress resilient, more anti-inflammatory, all these cool things. But it really takes a while to kind of fast for long enough for those effects to start to appear. So the typical intermittent fasting that people are usually doing, which is that, you know, 16-8 style where you have more of a condensed eating window, usually isn't getting you to that point. So when you really want to start with intermittent fasting, it's definitely good to, you know, start small, start by skipping meals, but then really work your way up so you can then achieve these, that biological metabolic switch that happens in the later stages of fasting that we more associate with these fasting benefits like autophagy and immune cell regeneration and all these more pro-longevity effects.
So if you're studying the cells and everything, I'm so curious because, you know, a lot of people are like, okay, how long do I fast to get that autophagy? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
How long do you need to fast? And then another question is, can you trick that as well? Like, I know there's Prolon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sure.
And then there's ways to maybe, can you still drink coffee or tea or MCT oil? So can you give us a breakdown of how long it takes to start getting, you know, rid of our, I guess, zombie senescent cells?
Yeah,
sure. Putting autophagy. And then also, have you done studies of like just still adding, you know, coffee and tea or whatever to it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first one, very easy. You can definitely still drink coffee and tea while doing a fast because those are not so caloric that you're going to be breaking a fast, right? I would say that in order to break a fast, you'd really have to go probably over, you know, 200, 300 calories in a day, right? And even then, it would probably have to be like all at one time. So, you know, typical cup of coffee, typical cup of tea, that's going to be, you know, 5 to maybe 15 calories, right? Depending on the type. So coffee, tea, not going to break a fast by all means. Like, you know, drink non-caloric beverages as you want to. It's great to stay hydrated and it helps to, you know, keep you satiated as well, especially if you're drinking hot liquids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is totally fine. In terms of how long you need to fast to really start achieving those benefits like the anti-senescence activity and the autophagy, those are actually pretty long time periods. So the way that the body works is ordinarily, you know, as we're eating our typical Western diet, we're going to be utilizing the energy that we take in from our food, and it's going to go to two main storage places if it's not being immediately utilized for energy. One is going to be our fat stores, which, you know, we're all very familiar with, right? But the other one is our glycogen stores, and this is how our body stores carbohydrates. And so when you stop eating and start fasting, your body naturally goes towards the glycogen stores, the stored carbohydrates, as its first priority rather than the fat storage, because it's a little bit more accessible. And it takes around 20 to 24 hours after you stop eating for your body to completely get rid of its glycogen stores and then really switch over into that, you know, ketosis, fat burning, and more fasting-like metabolism. So when people are doing, you know, the 16-8 style, they're really not even exhausting their glycogen stores, really not even getting into those first stages of ketosis. In terms of, you know, what it takes to really start that, you know, like I'm in fasting metabolism, the benefits are starting to appear, that's typically going to be around 24 hours of fasting. And what we see in the literature in terms of the style of fasting that works best for lifespan extension, that's typically alternate day fasting, which equates to something like 36 hours of fasting, you know, every cycle, right? And then when we look at things like, where do we see peak autophagy? That usually shows up at around 48 hours of fasting. You know, where do we see immune cell regeneration and anti-senescent activity? That's also around the 48 to 72 hour mark. So there are so many benefits of fasting, but we think that we're getting them a lot earlier than we actually are. And that's kind of, you know, been the main issue with a lot of the scientific studies that have looked at fasting, is that they're looking at way too short of a time frame and expecting to see these major benefits, but they keep coming up short.
Are you looking to boost your longevity and support your body's natural vitality? Look no further than Particular Supplements, my trusted source for top quality longevity supplements. Their NMN is my go-to for enhancing energy levels, promoting better mitochondrial function, and supporting healthy aging. For additional support, they offer TMG to enhance methylation and protect DNA, and quercetin for its powerful antioxidant properties to combat oxidative stress and inflammation. Particular's range of supplements also include quercetin for cellular rejuvenation and spermidine for autophagy support, making it easier to maintain optimal health at every stage of life. I only put the best in my body, which is why I choose Particular's clean supplements, free from fillers, additives, or artificial ingredients, ensuring the highest quality and effectiveness. Ready to elevate your health journey? Visit Particular.com and use my special discount code BHB at checkout for 10% off your order. Details are also available in the show notes below. Give your body the best with Particular and start living a healthier, more vibrant life today. Are you looking for a convenient and effective way to experience the benefits of peptides without the need for injections? Look no further than Level Up Health, my go-to brand for meticulously stacked oral peptides designed for maximum benefit. Their offerings include powerful options like liver support, gut repair, and BPC-157, and they just launched their latest innovation, Neuro Regenerate, perfect for supporting brain health and cognitive function. Whether you're at home or traveling, these oral peptide stacks provide a hassle-free solution to boost your wellness journey. Ready to try them out? Head over to levelup.health.com, that is levelup.health.com, and use the code BIOHACKERBLONDIE, that is BIOHACKERBLONDIE, yes, just with an I, at checkout to receive 10% discount. The details and links will also be available in the show notes. Don't miss out this opportunity to elevate your health with Level Up Health's premium peptide stacks.
So is there any way to trick our body? Have you actually looked, like, I know there's spermidine in your supplement stack.
Right, yeah.
Have you, for instance, seen the research or done the research to see if that can trick our cells into fasting?
Yes. So that's basically what Mimio is all about. So Mimio is a biomimetic supplement company. So what that basically means is that we study human biology in these interesting, you know, regenerative states like exercise or sleep, or in this case, fasting. And we try to find ways to recreate those states in the body, essentially to trick cells into, you know, behaving as they would during a fast or during exercise or during sleep. And so our first product, Mimio, is a fasting mimetic that we basically designed from clinical studies of what happens in the human body during a 36-hour fast. And what we found was that when people fast for 36 hours, there's this unique set of molecules that are created in the body that are really only elevated during a fast. And those are the ones that are responsible for activating a lot of these, you know, cellular health and longevity benefits of fasting. So when we take those molecules and give them back to people as a supplement, we can basically, you know, recreate that state of fasting in the body, you know, activate these biological pathways, just like you would see during a fast, but just through supplementation.
So you're saying that someone can keep eating and take the supplementation and it will trigger the same thing?
Yeah. So we've actually done a pilot clinical study showing just that, that when you take these fasting mimetic metabolites in the Mimeo formulation, even during a meal, you can recreate these same beneficial anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, metabolic, and cardioprotective effects of fasting, but still be eating.
So with this clinical research, I think, you know, so many people can just read something and be like, oh, okay, yeah, but, you know, pharmaceuticals, and they can trick the research. So was this when someone was eating, you know, the foods or whatever for 36 hours or your research? Were they eating like Doritos? Were they eating foods?
Right, yeah, sure. So basically what we did for this study was we had people come in and eat a standardized breakfast, which was actually two Lara bars. So like pretty healthy for you. It's just, you know, like dates, cashews, and some blueberries, right? So, you know, whole foods, nothing too crazy, not like McDonald's, like supersized breakfast sandwich, right?
Yeah.
And then we looked at, we did that alongside a placebo control and then looked at what happened to their plasma functionality and their cellular functionality. And what we saw was that when they ate the standardized breakfast with the placebo control, there was this big loss in functionality that happens, right? And this is very typical of the postprandial response. So basically, whenever we eat food, we're kind of throwing our system into, you know, metabolic chaos, kicking ourselves out of homeostasis because we've got all these nutrients coming in that our body has to deal with and kind of, you know, shift its focus from maintenance and repair to metabolism and breakdown. And then we're also at the same time activating an immune response because everything that we put into our body, even, you know, natural foods, right, is still a foreign molecule that our immune system is like, oh, that's not us. Like, let's do a little response here. So what we saw was that when people ate this standardized breakfast, they had a, you know, a loss of, or their blood, their plasma became pro-inflammatory. It was less antioxidant. It was less cardioprotective. Obviously, the metabolic markers, you know, shifted much higher. But when they ate that same standardized breakfast, but with supplementation with Mimeo, we found that we could not only prevent all of that loss of functionality, but actually add gain of functionality on top of that, that mimicked those beneficial effects that we saw during fasting. So instead of being pro-inflammatory, their plasma became anti-inflammatory and antioxidant and cardioprotective. So those same benefits of fasting, but even during a meal.
Wow, that is really incredible. So do you take this every day?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's designed to be a daily supplement.
And there's really just four main ingredients, right? Like, and I'm curious too with your ingredients. You know, I did see the B3 niacin, but why you didn't choose maybe NR or NMN? Why you chose those few ingredients?
So the reason why we chose the ingredients that we chose was because we identified them to be highly upregulated during a fast. So the discovery of Mimeo was basically designed to recreate what naturally happens in the body during a fast. So we had people come in, fast for 36 hours, and looked at what's called their plasma metabolome, basically all of the small molecule components of the plasma. And we saw that there were over 300 significant differences between a baseline, you know, state and a fasting state. And when we combed through that list of 300 metabolites, we were able to find this synergistic combination of four of those molecules that we could use to recreate these beneficial effects of fasting in human cells and then also extend lifespan in model organisms by 96%. So basically doubling their lifespan just through supplementation. So the formulation that's in Mimeo is those four molecules that we identified are upregulated in fasting, that work synergistically together to activate a lot of these complementary fasting pathways and produce these pro-longevity effects.
There's so much research behind this.
Yeah. We have a very different approach than everybody else. You know, we like to say, we don't actually design our formulations. Nature designs our formulations, and we're just kind of using, the 10,000 years of evolution that has gone into creating these complicated systems in the human body as like a cheat code to scientific discovery, just taking what nature's already done and putting it on demand for people.
Yeah, it's I don't, there's so many supplements out there, and I get this question like, what do I take? Is this just, it's like chaos of supplements, and there's a lot of corruption too. And so it's like, is the quality, the quantity, then you have all these fillers and all this stuff. And so it's really important that I also know my friend Elias, who started Proven to basically justify people's wellness products and supplements, because there's no one, the FDA is not really regulating supplements.
Absolutely.
So a lot of companies are not doing any research behind this. And I'm like, it's really important to say, hey, there's all this research of what the supplementation is doing. And even the stacks and everything are so important. Sometimes some things can interact with others and not maybe absorb.
Absolutely.
There's so much into it. So
yeah, truly.
I love that there's like so much research behind your supplementation. And like, when did Mimio become available?
So Mimio's been on the market for about a year and a half now, but the actual research journey started with me at UC Davis getting my PhD. This was kind of the project that I knew that I wanted to work on because of the great data and learnings that I got from Stanford. So going to UC Davis and being like, I know that I want to study fasting. I know what my clinical study is going to be. And then we ran the clinical study, found all these great things. And that's kind of when we spun out Mimio. As soon as we saw that we could recreate the benefits of fasting in human cells and extend lifespan by that much in, model organisms, we were like, all right, we have something special here. Let's get this in the hands of the people as quickly as we can. So we did our pilot clinical study to make sure that, yes, it works in cells and yes, it works in animals, but it also works in people, right? Then our next we got into the IndieBio accelerator program, which is, the largest biotech accelerator in the world, graduated from their program, raised our seed round, and actually got the product out on market.
My gosh, I love that so much. So were you at UC Davis or Stanford? Were you ever in the lab kind of like looking at cells or anything?
Oh, yeah.
So you were kind of like in it, you're saying, okay, I see the difference. Like, what biomarkers do you see now, even for yourself, that you have seen by taking Mimio or doing these fasting? Like, what do people see, and can they get blood work before and after? And what, mm-hmm. what
yeah, absolutely. So we just recently did a case study analysis of 8 weeks of supplementation with Mimio in conjunction with Mount Sinai. And what we found there was that those 8 weeks of supplementation, we could change around a lot of metabolic health markers, a lot of cardiovascular markers, a lot of hormonal markers as well. So we were able to improve total cholesterol levels, VLDL levels, LDL levels, HDL levels, triglyceride levels. We were also able to improve DHEA levels. We were able to improve estradiol levels, testosterone levels. And then the big one from all of this was that we were also able to show that we could reduce biological age in humans by 2.5 years in just those 8 weeks of supplementation. So that was like, that was the big thing for us, that yes, you can go and you can do a before and after with Mimio, and you can look at, your standard blood panel, and you can actually see differences, right? You can see changes in insulin levels and glucose levels and HbA1c levels as well.
Oh, that's so amazing. Yeah, I'm like such a advocate for blood work, because I think people are clueless, and that's such a great foundation to like help people know, like, first to know if they have any deficiencies or anything going on. But then you can really like, 6 months later and be like, are my habits or anything I've implemented helped or improved, or, am I worse? So, and, I really love that so much. This is really cool that there's so much research behind the supplementation, and so many people are struggling with metabolic health. I mean, it's really this, like, it's kind of like the key for disease when, you know, your metabolism is not functioning well. And I know you're also on TikTok promoting, you know, different ways to help hunger. And, yeah, you know, and I love that because I'm like, I love apple cider vinegar. I don't know if you're a fan of like psyllium husk, you know, fibers.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm a big fan of like konjac and shirataki and all like the glucomannan fibers. I love that. Oh, yeah. Well, one of the big things that I talk about on TikTok is I call it, you know, nutrition magic. And it's all the ways that I've learned up until now on how to eat more while still eating less, because, you know, I'm a fat kid at heart, honestly. So I'm like, I want to eat as much as possible, but while still being healthy. So like, this is all my lifetime of nutrition training, but also just, you know, like kitchen hacks to basically get as much, you know, volume and, you know, satiety boosting factors in to my diet as possible while still minimizing the actual caloric intake. And there's, you know, a ton of different ways that you can do that, that I show off on my channel. But yeah, shirataki is one of my favorites, because I think that it's just like, it's a great product. It substitutes in so well for any kind of like Asian noodle dish that you're doing, like a shirataki pad thai or a japchae or something like that.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of cool uses.
I know there's so many ways. I'm like, people just, you know, you can definitely, like, the glucose goddess, she's all about apple cider vinegar, the dressing, the vegetables and protein before, the carbs and the sugar. There's so many ways you can help be, you know, promote being healthier and your metabolism and everything. And it's, I even have a gene. I know there's like DNA as well, where that can affect, you know, your hunger levels. And so I'm actually taking chromium picolinate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's been helpful. Berberine. I mean, there's so many little things that we can implement. And I think a lot of people should, you know, there are a lot of things, but I do them. And it's like a lot of people do because it helps. And it's like, I want to make sure my health is being optimal, you know, and I don't want to be snacking all the time, feeling that hunger. And, you know, we can do so much more if we're not snacking all the time as well. So
it's very empowering when you can kind of just turn off that food noise, right? And just not have the constant, like, what am I going to eat next? Like, am I going to cook? Am I going to go out? What restaurant do I want to go to? Right? Like, we spend a lot of time every day just kind of focused on the food that we're going to eat or the things that we're going to do, right? And then as soon as you make one decision around it, then it's like, oh, well, I've got like three more meals that I've got to eat today. I'm going to repeat the process, right?
I know. It really does. Like, a lot of people will go fast and they're like, okay, now what do I do with this time? They're just like, you don't realize, but so much goes into like preparation, eating, cleaning.
Absolutely. So much. That was my big realization too. Like, when I did alternate day fasting, like on my fasting days, I was just like, I have so much time. Like, I don't know what to do with all this like mental energy. I gotta like find a new hobby. Or I would actually like do meal prep for the next day, right? So I'm like, okay, fine. Like, on my fasting days, like, I'll actually cook the food, right? And then on my eating days, I'll actually eat the food. So I'll have to spend less time thinking about it on my eating days.
So what is your typical fasting, you know, yearly or whatever? What do you intermittent fast? And then do you go into fasting? And then do you have like a way to go into fasting? Like, do you just eat, you know, protein or something, eat fast, and then dive back into food in a certain way? And then how long do you typically fast?
So for me, I've dabbled in a lot of different ways to do intermittent fasting. The big, you know, one that I did alternate day fasting for 2 years. And that was kind of while I was at Stanford, really like getting obsessed with the science and being able to see how it was actually affecting my cells, right? And that's very addictive. Like, that's like the quantified self-movement to the absolute extreme, right? When you're tracking actual like cellular functionality and assays and being able to see how all the changes affect you personally. Very, very cool. But not great for living as a functional human being in like a social society, right? When you're doing alternate day fasting, there's this big degree of kind of social isolation that pops up where you're not having meals with friends or lunch with coworkers or even family, right? just kind of, oh, I'm fasting today. And nobody really wants to go out with you because like, it's very off-putting to be the guy who's just like, I've got my glass of water and I'm going to stare at you while you eat. some people are just like, I don't know, it was weird. So there was this degree of social isolation, and then it's really hard to maintain over time, right? Like through holidays and through vacations and things like that. So eventually I ended up getting into a relationship, and my partner was kind of like, yeah, no, you're going to eat meals with me. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I think it's probably time to like put this on the shelf a little bit. So what I've transitioned into now is a one meal a day style. So basically I'll, fast for 24 hours, have like one big meal at the end of the day. And that's the thing that really works for me, because I find that same benefit of not having to think about food all throughout the day. You get to really zone in on your work or whatever you're focusing on. And then at the end of the day, you kind of get to turn all of that off and have this big food reward where you're just intensely satisfied at the end of it and then can go to bed not hungry.
So exciting news. My book, Biohack for Life, is now available on ebook for just $11.11. An amazing deal for anyone looking to dive into the world of optimal health and wellness. This guidebook is packed with practical tips and cutting-edge strategies to help you, your friends, and your family live healthier, happier lives. It also makes a fantastic gift to inspire loved ones on their wellness journey. But that's not all. I'm also offering free health consultations to help you kickstart your path to better health. Visit my website, biohackerblondie.com, to grab your ebook and book your free consultation today. Let's take the first step towards unlocking your full health potential together.
I know. I just interviewed the founder of OsteoStrong, and he does this too. He does 22-hour fasts, and then he eats like a 2-hour window.
Yep.
And then I my neighbor as well, he does the same thing. He's like, I eat one meal a day. This is, it used to be like, I guess back in the old days, we'll say like 1950 or something, have breakfast and have big dinner with your family. But we're realizing that hasn't been very helpful for our health.
Yeah.
And even like Brian Johnson, he eats, 7 to 11 a.m. because he realized that if he stopped at 11, that would help his sleep.
Right.
And so, he has and people are like, what? You stop at 11? Or some people are morning people. Like, I would rather, eat around 10 or something and then not eat like later in the evening. And some people are kind of night people. So I think whatever that time frame works for you, but a lot of people are starting to do this and they love it. Like just eating one meal a day. It's like,
there's a lot of convenience to it, right? You have your one meal, and as like you said, whenever it's right for you to do that, I think it's great. For me, it works at the end of the day because like I said, it's kind of like my reward for a job well done. And I love being able to just kind of get out of bed, go take a shower, get some green tea, take some Mimeo, and then just, be done and be in the zone for whatever I have to do that day until I'm gonna eat.
Are you eating like 2,000 calories in that like one meal? Do you feel?
Yeah, usually I am eating whatever my daily calorie allotment is. It's never usually like up to 2,000 calories. It's probably more in like the 1,600 to 1,800 range. But yeah, usually.
And what do you typically eat? What's your diet?
It depends, really. So like, in addition to me being really big into nutrition, I'm also really big into cooking. So I do a lot of like running through cookbooks. Experimenting with a lot of different cuisines, like of like Vietnamese and Japanese and Thai and Chinese and like Mexican and Colombian, and just like everything that I can get my hands on, or sometimes running through like restaurant recipe cookbooks. So very, very into food. And usually I'll use my nutrition magic, swaps to take these things that are, still gourmet and high quality, but make them, a bit healthier and more satiating. But typically I'll stick to more like paleo principles, not necessarily because, I think that it's actually like the perfect evolutionary diet, like the philosophy behind it, but it's really good to, focus on lean proteins and vegetables and kind of have that be the base of your diet, because you can just like maximize macronutrient and micronutrients without, you know, maximizing calories.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've gone so many different ways, like just stay away from processed food. I think that's like the biggest thing. And then when you eat vegetables, you get your fiber, you get like full calories that mm-hmm. are going to fill your stomach up. You get that water content. If you're doing some meat, you get that protein that satisfies you. It's like a well-diverse diet is optimal, but some people thrive on like a keto or like a protein. Some DNA is different. So everyone's body might do better with a lot of vegetables instead of, you know, just high protein. They can't really process maybe so much fat. So it's like you have to like everybody's different. And you kind of got to listen to your body and do the blood work. I'm curious, have you, you know, there's women and male bodies are different, female and male.
Absolutely.
And have you done any studies? I know there's a lot out there with this conflict of like, I think, you know, it's easier for men to fast compared to women.
Mm-hmm,
have you done any studies? What do you see out there for women versus men?
So honestly, when we did our study for Mimio, we did split the genders 50-50. Oh. So, you know, we studied both men and women because we wanted to find the universal things that were happening in the human body that were, you know, activating these fasting pathways. So we kind of knew that our final formulation was going to be applicable for both men and women because that's how we started out. And that was a philosophy that was really drilled into me by the UC Davis Nutrition Department, because the UC Davis Nutrition Department and nutrition research in general is actually very like female dominated, right? Mm-hmm. So like they're really, really good about making sure that we're studying genders deeply.
Nice.
Because there is such a lack of female research. It's insane. When you really get into the nitty gritty of it, you're kind of like, wow, we have not studied the human body all that well.
You know, and it used to be just like all male mice because it would cost too much
for absolutely
male mice. So,
and I mean, even still, and like a lot of it, unfortunately, it is about like study logistics, because you have to really do good planning to be able to work around the menstrual cycle, right? Because there's so many variations in the hormones that are going to happen over that month-to-month period. So you have to be really, 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 really dedicated to performing good research. And a lot of people just don't want to be, right? Like they want to do the simple, easy thing, which is study men, because they're just so they're so stable the whole time.
Yeah. Right? It's probably cheaper than doing it with the women. It's like you have to be more careful and make sure that everyone's on the same time frame for women.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you like, and what we had to do was essentially, you know, we had to ask people to come in at the same phase of their menstrual cycle, you know, from month to month, just like to make sure, like track your cycle, like when this happens, come in, and then we'll take your blood just to make sure, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of how you like equalize things throughout the genders as well, so you can get more into the underlying mechanics of, you know, human biology rather than whatever is happening on a gender level.
So then you're saying...
answer your question, we did do an equal gender distribution for our original study when we discovered Mimio. We have not done any studies like looking at the differences between how easy it is for like women to fast versus men on a long-term scale. And there hasn't really been that study ever done. Most of the knowledge that we have about that is more anecdotal, just like coming from all the people who have actually tried fasting and had a hard time with it. Although generally what we see in our customer demographics is that we have a lot of women who love Mimio, specifically because it makes it easier for them to fast. Because one of the molecules that we have in there is oleoyl ethanolamide, or OEA. And that's involved in the gut-brain axis, helps stimulate satiety, helps promote fat breakdown. And that's been really, really helpful for people to kind of help them get over that hunger that can happen in the early stages of fasting and push further than they have been before, and kind of just equalize and stabilize things. So it makes it a lot easier for women to fast versus men who, yes, do typically have an easier time with, you know, maintaining their hunger levels.
Yeah, I know. And I've heard too, like it's easier maybe to fast while like traveling, while you're busy, you're like, and for women, you know, it's kind of were already stressed. And so when you put this like fasting stress on you, it can make things a little bit more difficult. So it's like you want to be in like a good situation. And then there's also, I've heard too, like calorie restriction is also just really beneficial, compared to intermittent fasting. I know there's also that talk as well as just saying, just reduce your calories can be very beneficial for improving lifespan.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's some interesting new studies that have come out about that. So the difference between caloric restriction and fasting, they definitely operate in distinct ways. Like, of course, they're somewhat related because it is all around, you know, the reduction of calories. With fasting, it's for a specific length of time. And then with caloric restriction, it's for like a specific amount, right? But there have been a lot of new interesting studies that have basically shown that fasting in and of itself, even without any caloric restriction, can still extend lifespan and has its own distinct effects, like autophagy, this immune cell reset and all of that fun stuff. And a lot of the studies that have been done with caloric restriction and lifespan extension in animal models kind of accidentally end up being intermittent fasting studies at the same time, because typically how, you know, the studies themselves work is that you have, you know, the lab technician who's coming in to actually feed the mice, and he's giving them a specific amount of calories, usually just that one time throughout the day, and then he'll leave and, you know, do whatever his other jobs are, and they'll come back the next day and he'll feed the mice again. And so the mice, because they're on a calorie-restricted diet, are usually pretty hungry. So they'll eat all of their food, usually, you know, as soon as they get it. So yes, they'll still be on a caloric restriction, but they'll also be doing more of like a one meal a day kind of eating pattern. So a lot of the, we've discovered now that a lot of the caloric restriction research was also kind of accidentally fasting research. So it's sometimes hard to, you know, parse out the two.
Oh, interesting. And even, you know, it's also, I would love to study two different places around the world where fasting is like a typical thing. Like it's part of, you know, there's so many things where I'm like, okay, like people fast, you know, part of their culture or, you know, their religion or something. And so I'm curious what their cells are doing if they're fasting so often as well, you know?
Yeah, because absolutely.
We look at this as crazy in America, like, oh my gosh, you fasting for 24 hours or, you know, and people do this all over for, you know, many years ago for history. And it used to be a common thing before we were constantly around food all the time.
Absolutely. Right. And I mean, even now, there's plenty of studies looking at what happens during Ramadan, right? Mm-hmm. When they're like the sun up to sundown fasting. And there are, you know, beneficial effects. They usually, you know, disappear pretty quickly, right? Because it's kind of just like a 12-hour fast. So it's not anything that's going to trigger these same kind of robust autophagy, cellular senescence activities that we were talking about before in those later stages of fasting. But there are definitely still cardioprotective and metabolic health benefits to, you know, even those 2 weeks of Ramadan fasting.
Yeah. So is someone new, what do you suggest that they first start doing? I guess intermittent fasting is a typical thing that most people say, okay, start seeing, you know, doing a 8-hour fast. And then what do you recommend? Maybe doing a 24, 48. And then the best way to start the fast beforehand. And then should we have like a specific meal, like broth or something, and then start eating?
Right. So I would say it all depends on how long your fast is going to be in terms of refeeding. Typically, if your fast is going to be even something as, you know, extreme, quote unquote, as alternate day fasting, there doesn't really need to be a specific refeeding meal. Where you would see that is more on the multi-day fast. So if you're doing something like a 72-hour fast or, you know, really out there things like 1 week or 2 weeks of fasting, that's when you really need to be very cognizant of how you're going to refeed the body. And you do want to start slow, start with broth, and then just like, you know, tiny amounts of like simple carbohydrates and lean proteins, and then work your way up to more like fiber and complicated carbohydrates. In terms of how to get started with fasting, like we said before, just kind of start small. Start by skipping a single meal, see how that feels for you, and kind of start to help reset your hunger responses, your circadian rhythms, And then as you feel more and more comfortable, you can kind of progress until you get to the place where you really want to be. For me, I would say that that place is, you know, a 24-hour fast so that you can really kind of maximize the natural benefit that you're going to get while still, you know, operating like a normal human being, right? Not being so restricted by the lifestyle that you can't really, you know, exist as a person. Yeah. And then I would also say, like, you know, if you're getting started with it, Mimio is a great way to do that because it's designed to give you the benefits of a 36-hour fast, regardless of how you're taking it. So even if you're taking it with a meal, it's designed to give you the benefits of a 36-hour fast. Even if you're already doing intermittent fasting, then that can really help to accelerate your benefits, give you the benefits of a longer-term fast, but in these shorter fasting windows, and help make fasting easier because of the effects on appetite suppression and mood elevation and energy.
Yeah, I need to try this supplement. I'm all about that. Making it easier on me. And then does fasting get easier? Like once you do it a few times, is it like get easier and easier for people? Like, are you still starving every time?
No. It definitely gets easier over time. And that's because the biggest thing with fasting is usually the mental fatigue, the physical fatigue, and then the hunger. That's kind of what gets people. And that's going to be rough, you know, the first time through, which is why a nice, you know, ramp into the longer stages of fasting is very advisable. But it definitely gets better over time because as you do it more, you kind of train your body on when to expect foods via circadian rhythm, like kind of reprogramming. So I think a lot of people throughout the day kind of notice that if I typically eat at like 8 a.m. and noon and 5 p.m., at 7:30, I'm going to start to feel hungry. At 11:30, I'm going to start to feel hungry. At 4:30, I'm going to start to feel hungry because my body knows based on its patterns, like when to expect the food and kind of when to start running its metabolism because it knows that it's supposed to be getting food at specific timing. So fasting kind of helps reset that because you basically throw your body into a little bit of confusion, right? It's like, I don't know when to expect food anymore. So there's really no point in me giving you a hunger response or like, you know, revving up my metabolism in preparation. So over time, your body just kind of adapts and gets used to it and just runs a lot steadier and without all of the typical ups and downs of constant metabolic swings.
So cool. I got to try this. So yeah, so you have the four ingredients. You have this amazing brand. Where can people go find it? Is it just on your website? Is it Mimio.com or MimioHealth.com?
Yes, it's MimioHealth.com, M-I-M-I-O Health.com. And right now we're just selling through e-commerce, but we're in the process of getting set up on Amazon as well. And we're also in a couple of select longevity clinics throughout the country a few small retailers.
And do you sell across, you know, I guess any other European countries or just the U.S. for now?
For now, it's just the U.S., but we have been looking into EU expansion. So hopefully come 2025, we should be able to do that.
Okay. Yeah. I went to the Health Optimization Summit in London, realized, you know, we have access to a lot more different other countries. I'm like, okay, I need to be really grateful because we do have access to a lot of stuff here. And a lot of stuff comes from the US and California. And there's a lot going on in the health longevity space here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what is your TikTok so everyone can find you?
So I'm at that nutrition doctor.
Okay, so everyone can go follow you and learn all about your hacks into willful and then control and fasting. And then because this is the Biohacker Blondie podcast, I always ask my guests three favorite biohacks that they want to tell the audience that they implement daily or your favorite new biohacks that you...
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So mine are pretty standard, but I still love them because they're just tried and true and I know the science behind them. But one is, of course, fasting, right? The other one is cold exposure. I love to do just like a little cold plunge or a cold shower. And that's, you know, really great for enhancing metabolic flexibility while also increasing, you know, stress resilience. And then another one that I really like is just dopamine fasting as well, just kind of doing like a screen unplug. And I don't know if it's really because of like, you know, the dopamine effects so much. But I think that there is just a really great grounding effect, like psychologically, to getting out of the tech cycle, just kind of unplugging, going out in nature, and, you know, just kind of feeling existence, right? That kind of mindfulness and breath work and meditation that goes into that is something that I find really, really helpful for just maintaining the ability to, again, exist as a person. Like, it's
I know. I just, like, I go all the time. And I'm like, it's so easy to just get stuck in, on your computer. And I just went out yesterday to the beach after a workout. I'm like, wow, this is, like, so calming to my system. Like, and I just don't do it that often. It's like, there's just so much now going on. You have AI, you have all this stuff, like, thrown at you 24/7, you know, and it's like, and then we forget how important it is to, like, take that time, you know, to get into nature and ground, and it can really do wonders for your whole system. Probably
it really, really can. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. This was really great. I have not talked about intermittent fasting and, like, you know, all the health benefits, and so many people have questions. I just, you know, how long, what is the best way? So this was really great. And thank you so much for coming on, taking the time out of your day. I love this so much. So thank you, Chris. And everyone, go check out his amazing supplement, VivioHealth.com.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate you.
I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Biohacker Bondi podcast. Chris Rhodes shared so much valuable insight about fasting, longevity, and how his supplement, Mimio, is helping to make fasting benefits accessible without the need to fast for long periods. If you found this episode helpful, please take a moment to share it with someone who could benefit from it. And don't forget to leave a review. Your support helps me continue to bring on amazing guests and share the latest biohacking tips with you all. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I cannot wait to connect with you again on the next episode. Stay healthy, stay vibrant, and keep biohacking your best life.